Morning, everyone. Just thinking of what I want to share today is mainly the things I deal with, struggle with, those things that I don't know. I think it's easier for me to speak on those things because that's what I deal with. Thinking of some, I got a story here I want to read and then some scriptures and things to go with it. So in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, is a talks about being subject to being from to one another. And verse 6 and says 7 tells us that humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for us. Verse 7 is what I want to be talking about. And then I'll read the story here. And then maybe glean some things off of here. So with that, I'll go here. A story of a guy that was buried under a bale of hay, a large bale of hay. So it goes on to say, the first police officer reaches under the one-ton bale of hay and attempts to lift it off of me. Of course, it doesn't budge. He grabs his flashlight and shines it under the hay into my face. I blink. He yells over his shoulder to his partner, "He's alive, he's alive. Help me move the hay." Even working together, the two officers couldn't move it, not a fraction of an inch. 1,000 pounds each? Of course they can't move it. "Cut the strings," I whispered. "My voice is weak, and they can't hear me. I'm not going to last much longer. If they will just cut the strings, the bell will break apart, and they can drag me out of here." "Lift, Joe," the officer cried. I again said, "Just cut the strings," I mumbled. "Please, cut the strings." "Come on harder," the officer said. "It's too heavy. We can't lift it. We gotta go for help. Hang on, we'll be right back." I am alone again in the darkness, wondering, wonderful, painless, peaceful, irresistible sleep beckons me. I struggle to remain conscious. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where are they? How long does it take for police, fire, and the ambulance to arrive? Where is the one person with enough common sense just to cut the strings? The desert air grows chilly as the sky darkens. I grow weaker. Dizziness overcomes me. I begin to drift off into that gray space somewhere between the living and the dead. Help finally arrives. One of the officers bends down so I can see his face. "Hold on. A fire engine is here. There are 6 men aboard." And I just do the math. 2 big strong cops, 6 burly firemen must move a ton of dead weight off of me. That's 250 pounds each. No way can they possibly do that, but somehow, miraculously, they do. As a couple of neighbors who arrived at the scene stand by to watch, they lower my limp body to the ground where I lie in a broken heap. And I wonder, why didn't they cut the strings? They could have saved a long, torturous hour. And I was thinking, like, how they would have just cut the strings. as this bell is as a burden, by casting our burdens. I'm thinking of that aspect. And then casting our cares to the Lord is thinking of that bell. Sometimes we put up on ourselves and we are weighted down with all the things that we do have to take care of in this life. And I'm just thinking, if they would have just cut the strings, how just one piece of hay in there weighs as light as a feather. But we continue, or I should say, as I'm speaking here, I'm talking about me. But I continue to pick up one piece of hay at a time. And pretty soon, I'm buried and don't know what to do. By taking one step at a time, that's all we're asked to do. And God is faithful to continue to lead us on. And goes on to say, the guy said, I'm grateful that they saved my life. But there's a point to be made here. When life is too big, too overwhelming, just cut the strings. Are we buried under crushing burdens, projects that are too huge, schedules that are too complicated? Maybe we are trying to do too much at once, trying to do everything instead of something. Cut the strings and cut yourself free. Do one thing at a time and get it done. And I want to read in Matthew here some verses. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30 says, Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I get busy in life, my eyes tend to drift from Jesus and tend to drift on the things of this life, things that I have to take care of, and then I get weighted down and I don't know which way to turn at times. But when I return my eyes towards Jesus, He is faithful always to lift me out of my gloom and darkness that I get into. I was thinking also, and just some thoughts I had here in 1 Peter and 5, verses 6-7. So we have to come to Him humbly. And to it encourages us to take action. You know, we have to come to Him in, instead of fretting over our problems, we should acknowledge that God cares and trust Him to handle the situation. And trusting in God, God is understood. In my life, I understand that God is my source of comfort and support, and He cares. By casting our cares on Him, is trusting Him in His power and not me, not trusting in myself and my power and my ability, because it gets me into darkness every time. When I trust in myself, I go downhill. But we have to humble ourselves and ask God and recognize my limitations, because I don't have anything without God. Placing faith in Him, because He provides my strength and guidance. And it's like, how do we put that into practice? We can practice that daily by casting our cares on God. And it is a daily practice that we need to do that, where we can express our worries, concerns in prayer, and trusting God will take care of it, no matter what the outcome is. That, I think, is a very important aspect of, we know that God can take care of it, but trusting Him in His will that we want to be in, because it might not be the way we want it to come out, but to trust Him regardless. And accepting that God has control over every situation, that is, I think, a very important thing also, that we accept, no matter what, how this turns out, that we can still remember God is in control and He has the best in mind for us. And then we can trust Him. I did read that one, sorry. That He will provide and sustain us. And also allowing peace when difficulties come. I want to read in Philippians 4. I'll start in verse 1, probably. Actually, I'll start in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verses 6 to 8 is the ones that I want to talk about, or to highlight, I guess. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. A lot of times in verse 6, I find myself, when I get burdened down with all the things of life, I tend to lose my thankfulness to God and the thankfulness that He's, what He's already done and what I have in my own life. And thinking of verse 8, I tend to forget all those things, to think upon things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. And I must confess, that is not where my thoughts go at these times. I want to close with Psalms 18, verse 30. Says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. He is a shield for us when we trust Him. When we come out under, from underneath that shield, that's when all those fiery darts will come at us. And all those thoughts and the cares of this life will come at us and have a way with us, honestly. But if we stay underneath God's shield, it says that we will be okay, and we need to trust Him. So with that, I'll have a word of prayer here, and I'll turn the time over to Brother Ronnie. Let's pray. Gracious, eternal Father, Lord, as we come before You at this time, Lord, we give You thanks. Thank You for just allowing us to be together here today and just to worship Your holy name, Lord. And Lord, the things that I spoke of, Lord, I just pray that You would just continue to work in my own life, Lord, and that I can set these burdens at Your feet, Lord, because we know that You said Your burden is light. And Lord, we thank You for that. Lord, I pray that as we go through this day, Lord, that we, as Brother Ronnie comes to share, just pray that You'd be with him. Also give him words and give him encouragement, Lord, and that he can just speak boldly of Your goodwill, Lord. Lord, pray also for Paul, Lord, as he comes forward. Pray that You'd be with him also. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.